We're joined in the media center with our pro stock winner of the event today. This is Erica Enders. Erica, in the first round of elimination, you took out Fernando Cuadro Jr., then you took out Chris McGahey in the second round, Jason Lyne in the semifinals, and finally Bo Butner in that final round. How was your day?
Well, I'd have to say today was excellent. You know, coming in here off of Jake's dominating performance in Pomona, we knew that we just had to get my car happy because we share data, obviously, and, you know, there's no reason why my car, Alex's car, Aaron Stanfield's car, Marty's car shouldn't run the same as Jake's. So our objective coming in was to just get my car as happy as possible. We tested in Tucson on Wednesday. So, you know, coming in, we were definitely optimistic and finally got our act together for that one run on Saturday. And just the guys gave me a tremendous race car today. Very consistent, very fast. And we just crushed the competition today, and it was really fun.
I bet. Also, just throughout, obviously, we're only two races into 2020, but the elite cars have been pretty dominant. Do you think that will continue for the rest of the year?
I would bet my money on it that it would. You know, I do not put anything past our competition. They're extremely sophisticated and very talented individuals. So I know that they're we definitely have the target on our back. But, you know, the pro stock just really goes in cycles. And you got to have the staying power and to battle through the valleys. And that's something that we have at Elite Motorsports. You know, since our championship in 2015, the next 3 years were really kind of crappy, for lack of a better word. So, you know, we're back to our championship form. We're back to just that dominating horsepower that we were used to those two back-to-back championship years. So I'm thrilled. You know, ride the wave as long as you can, because it's certainly going to change at one point.
Last year you obviously took home the big win at the end, becoming the world champion, and then you just kind of had not the best start to the year. Obviously, you're starting off the year with a win much earlier on. Does that help for the rest of the season?
I definitely think it does, especially considering the only two wins I had last year didn't come until the countdown, which is obviously the most crucial point. So I'm thankful that's when they came. But we struggled. We battled through the beginning of the year and through the summer. But I'm thankful that it came when it did, and we were able to secure our third championship. But it certainly wasn't a championship year for us. So our goal coming out this year, especially with Jake retiring from full-time racing, is just, you know, to not take any round for granted. Just go out there and battle it out every single time. And we finished 1-2 last year, and that's our goal this year.
Take me through, what would be your perfect matchup throughout the ladder? What would be your perfect ladder?
Well, so if we can continue to run the way that we do with, you know, Jeg and myself, obviously we have other team cars as well that are equally horse-powered as well, you know, to just qualify on opposite sides of the ladder. You know, there's going to be runs that, you know, we're not proud of, but we'll throw up the best numbers that we can, and hopefully match ourselves on opposite sides of the ladder, including our other Elite Motorsports teammates, Alex Laughlin, Aaron Stanfield, Marty Robertson. So I'm thrilled with the group that we have.
Sure.
It's super unique. It's something that money cannot buy, and that's what makes it so coveted. So I'm proud of my guys. It's really awesome. I want to pinch myself.
You always talk about your guys and how they take care of you. I know that it was your crew chief's birthday today. Was this a good day for him?
It was a great day. So Richard Freeman, we call him our fearless leader. He turned 47 today, so he said this morning at breakfast that, hey, you don't have to buy me a present. Just get me a Wally today. So I said, I'm in on that because I'm broke. So we were able to get it done. You know, when my two teammates, Jeg and Alex, headed it off in round was that, the semis, whatever round it was. It was very interesting to watch because Jeg had parts failure and Alex was able to get the win. So I was thinking, you know, that we could beat our KB competitors in the semis. And so it was second round. Mm-hmm. We could beat our KB competitors in the semis and head it off in the finals with the all Elite Motorsports final round. But that wasn't what God had in store. But we were able to come out on top. And for Mark Melling and the entire operation, I'm just thrilled.
Thank you.
Thank you.